Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a lesson about Orioles pitcher Chen Weiying. We're going to be learning all about this baseball player who plays for America's Major League Baseball. But I do wonder if you do like to watch sports. Maybe you have some of your own favorite athletes. Carolyn, do you have any favorite athletes?
Well, I don't watch a whole lot of sports now, but when I was in high school, I really liked to go watch our high school girls basketball team play. They had some really great statistics, very impressive players. They won over 100 games in a row. They didn't lose a single game, and they played over 100 teams.
That is pretty impressive. Well, when I was in high school, I also enjoyed watching the basketball games, and my school won 5 or 6 years in a row against our main competitors, and so it was pretty fun to be part of that school. Well, today we're going to be learning about a baseball player, and he's becoming pretty famous. His name is Chen Weiying. So let's get started with the first reading of the day.
Orioles pitcher Chen Weiying. Durable is Chen's middle name. When you're a lefty born into a traditional Taiwanese family, you might get scolded a few times for eating with the wrong hand. But what if that lefty grows up to use that same hand to pitch in Major League Baseball, MLB? That happened to none other than baseball hero Chen Weiying. This 27-year-old Major League sensation has quite a track record. He played in the Olympics twice, representing Chinese Taipei. In 2009, he became one of the best starting pitchers in the Japanese Central League with an emphatic earned run average, ERA, of 1.54. This is a fancy way of saying not many batters could do their job when Chen was on the mound.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Who's a lefty, an Olympian, and plays for the Baltimore Orioles? Well, Taiwan's pride pitcher, Chen Weiying, of course. Before we begin, let's look at our keywords for the day. Pitcher. Pitcher is a noun. Matt is the pitcher for his baseball team. Emphatic. Emphatic is an adjective. When Toby tried to get me to smoke, I responded with an emphatic no. Debut. Debut is a noun. The actress made a good first impression in her TV debut. Durability. Durability is a noun. While Kyle can't run very fast, he has incredible durability for long races. Your more information words are lefty. Lefty is a noun. Mound. Mound is a noun. Postseason. Postseason is an adjective. Let's learn more in the article.
Well, right in our title today, we have a word from the word bank. It is pitcher. We're talking about Orioles pitcher Chen Weiying, and a pitcher is a very important part of baseball. Carolyn, who is the pitcher?
Well, in baseball, the pitcher is the person who throws the ball to the person at bat. So this is a very important job, and we've talked a little bit about this word pitcher before in our other baseball article.
That's right. So the pitcher, we would say he pitches. This word can be a verb, P-I-T-C-H. That's what the pitcher does. He pitches the ball to the batter. And it's a very important job, and I bet a lot of pitchers feel a lot of pressure when they are pitching. Well, we learned something right away here about Chen Weiyin. Durable is his middle name. He is a durable pitcher. Let's learn a little more about that phrase, someone's middle name, in the information cloud.
Ken, you did a great job at the basketball game last night. For the entire game, your team was behind, but then at the last minute, you pulled ahead and defeated the other team.
Well, comeback is my middle name.
Well, I'll say. Hi, friends. If you're not sure what we're talking about, let us explain. Just now, Ken said comeback was his middle name. Well, actually, it's not his real middle name, but we use something is someone's middle name to describe what a person is good at or what characterizes a person. Ken did an amazing job last night on the basketball court, helping his team with a come-from-behind win.
For you, Steve, patience is your middle name. I find you to be a very patient person.
Well, Ken, how did you know? Patience is my middle name. Well, okay. All joking aside, this is a good expression to learn. A pro wrestler, for example, might say to his opponent, pain is my middle name.
So he's good at causing pain, a good way to intimidate the enemy.
That's right. Middle name is, in fact, part of a person's full name, which in the Western world is made up of the first name, middle name, and last name. In Asia, the terms surname or family name are used instead of last name because the family name comes first instead of last in most Asian cultures.
西方人的姓名是由 first name, middle name 以及 last name 所组成的。 First name 是一个人的名字, 像 Steve, Ken, Gabe, Michelle, 这些都是 first name. Last name 就是一个人的姓。 其实英文的姓有好几个讲法, surname, family name, last name 都可以表示姓氏。 之所以叫做 last name 是因为西方人的姓都是放在 last 最后面。 在 first name 跟 last name 之间有一个 middle name 中名。 Middle name 除了会出现在一些正式文件上的全名之外, 一般是不会用到的。 但 middle name 有另外一个口语的意思, 表示某人个性的特征或强项。 一个非常有耐心的人可以说 patience is my middle name. 今天课文的副标题 我们看到 durable is Chen's middle name. 陈伟英的强项特征就是 durable, 耐力十足。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
At the beginning of the article, we see, when you're a lefty born into a traditional Taiwanese family, you might get scolded a few times for eating with the wrong hand. Now, if you're a lefty, then you probably use your left hand most of the time, and this is a great word that we want to talk about, since we usually think of people being right-handed, but there are many left-handed people.
That's right, and sometimes you can call them lefties. It's kind of a nickname for a left-handed person. So, do you usually use your right hand? Well, you would say you are right-handed. Don't say I'm a righty. But if you do use your left hand, you could say, oh yeah, I'm a lefty. I write with my left hand. I do other things with my left hand. So, I'm a lefty.
And I know many people who play sports who actually use their right hand when they eat or when they write, but then when they play sports, they use their left hand because it gives them a little bit of an advantage.
Yes, it does, especially when you are playing sports. So this does give Chen Weiying an advantage in baseball. Well, we find out that if you are born into a Taiwanese or a traditional Taiwanese family, you might get scolded for eating with the wrong hand. Some people might think it's the wrong hand to use your left hand to do something. But we continue. But what if that lefty grows up to use that same hand to pitch in Major League Baseball? What if that happens? Well, Major League Baseball can also be known as the MLB.
That's right, and we see that that happened to none other than baseball hero Chen Weiying. And that's amazing that he was able to become a pitcher for Major League Baseball.
That's right. Well, we do want to look at a phrase right here in this sentence, none other than. That means really he's the only one that this has happened to. None other than. You can use this phrase to emphasize something or to say how important something is. So I might say, well, the race was wonderful, but the winner is none other than Carolyn Bug.
Well, that would be very impressive. And mm-hmm. we do usually use this phrase to introduce someone or something that is very important. So you might have a speech and the person who is speaking is none other than the president or the CEO of the company. That would be a very impressive person to have come to your meeting to speak.
That's right. Well, we continue learning about Chen. This 27-year-old Major League sensation has quite a track record. We're going to be looking at that track record. But first, let's look at those words, a track record. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, a track record is a list of your accomplishments, mm-hmm. a list of successes that you have made. So if you have a track record, you want to make sure that your track record is good. And it sounds like Chen Weiyin has a very impressive one.
That's right. So you could also say it makes him have a good reputation. He has an impressive track record. Well, maybe someone doesn't have a good track record. So you can use this in a positive and negative way. How is this person's track record? We're learning about Chen Weiyin's track record, and we continue. He played in the Olympics twice representing Chinese Taipei. Well, that is pretty impressive, playing in the Olympics twice.
And we learned some more about his track record. In 2009, he became one of the best starting pitchers in the Japanese Central League with an emphatic earned run average, the ERA, of 1.54. So that sounds very impressive, and we see this very interesting word here, the word emphatic. If something is emphatic, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means you use this word to emphasize something. So an ERA, or an earned run average of 1.54, is really, really good. There is an emphatic earned run average of 1.54. You also might use this word in other ways. I could say, when Rex proposed to Eunice, she responded with an emphatic, "Yes, yes, I will marry you." So you can use this word in many different ways.
So if something is emphatic, then it really stands out. It is very impressive, and he has a very impressive ERA of 1.54. And this was when he was playing in the Japanese Central League. We continue in our article. This is a fancy way of saying not many batters could do their job when Chen was on the mound.
That's right. Not many batters could do their job. What does it mean to do your job? Well, a batter bats. So when he was pitching, when he was the pitcher, not many people could hit his balls while he was pitching from the pitcher's mound. Well, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 lefty 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 left 左边这个名词，所以 lefty 是指左撇子。例如 ，This store sells all kinds of tools for a lefty。这家店卖各式各样左撇子的人使用的工具。Lefty 也指，特别是指棒球中使用左手的打者或者是投手。例如 ，George is such a strong lefty that most batters miss his pitches。George 是位很厉害的左投手，大部分的打者都打不中他的球。接着我们来看的是 emphatic 这个形容词。emphatic 在这里是指突出的或明显的。例如 ,the emphatic success of the band's last album inspired the band to create their next one. 这个乐团上张专辑有目共睹的成就激发他们创作下一张的专辑。emphatic 也指强调的或者是坚定的。例如 ,Tina's emphatic refusal to Josh's proposal really hurt him.Tina 对 Josh 的求婚的断然拒绝真的让他很难受。
Today we are learning all about none other than Chen Weiyin, a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. We found out that he was born into a traditional Taiwanese family as a lefty. And so when he pitches in baseball, he uses his left hand. He also uses it for many other things. And we have a lot more to learn about this player's track record in the next part of our reading. So let's do that now.
Orioles pitcher Chen Wei-in. In 2012, during his first season pitching for the American League of MLB, he started 32 games and pitched 192 and two-thirds innings. And on October 8, 2012, he became the first Taiwanese pitcher to claim victory in an MLB postseason debut. But what's with those numbers? They're just statistics, right? Wrong. They testify to one trait of this made-in-Taiwan Orioles pitcher, durability. Not many pitchers can pitch game after game like he does without breaking down.
Well, let's go back to continue looking at Chen Wei-in's track record. Our first sentence in this section is, in 2012, during his first season pitching for the American League of MLB, he started 32 games and pitched 192 and two-thirds innings. That is very impressive. So he started 32 games. That just means that he was the first pitcher helping to pitch for his team. Of course, the other team also had a pitcher, but he started pitching for his team.
That's right. And continuing in the article, we see, on October 8th, 2012, he became the first Taiwanese pitcher to claim victory in an MLB postseason debut. So it sounds like he is being very successful in his career as a pitcher in the United States.
That's right, because on October 8th, he became the first Taiwanese pitcher to claim victory. When you claim victory in something, that means it's yours. You can claim it. You can say it is yours. And of course, victory is the opposite of defeat. You have victory. You win. So he claimed victory in an MLB postseason debut. Let's take a look at that word debut. Carolyn, what is a debut?
Well, if you have a debut, then it is the first time that you appear, usually publicly, to perform something. Mm-hmm. So here, he has his debut as a pitcher. He is performing as a pitcher. But you might also say the actress had mm-hmm. her theatrical debut, her first appearance on stage when she was only 7 years old.
And that's usually how I think of this word, some kind of a performance. So you might talk about someone's acting debut or their TV debut, the first time they came on TV. Of course, by now you know that this word is pronounced debut. So don't say that T at the end. D-E-B-U-T is debut. And we're talking about Chen Wei-in's postseason debut. So the postseason is a part of the baseball season. There are two major seasons. One is the regular season, and there are 162 games played in the regular season. And then if you win or do really well, you go to the postseason, and only certain teams play in the postseason.
That's right. And continuing in our article, we see, but what's with those numbers? Talking about these numbers, they're a little bit strange using fractions. And we see this great phrase, what's with those numbers? And Liz has some more to tell us about that in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our profile article of this month, we see this sentence, but what's with those numbers? That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the idiom, what's with. It's a very casual way of asking why something is there or why something is the way it is. In the case of today's sentence, the writer is asking about what's so special about those numbers. So use this idiom when you want someone to explain something to you. For example, let's say you see your roommate suddenly bringing in lots of boxes and you can ask her, What's with these boxes? Or, let's say your friend is suddenly all dressed up in a fancy outfit, so you can ask, what's with that nice outfit today? So, friends, give this idiom a try. Next time when you would like someone to explain something to you, and be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time.
We're talking about Chen Weiyin's track record, and what is with those numbers we see in our article? They're just statistics, right? Wrong. What are they, Gabe?
Well, they testify to one trait of this made-in-Taiwan Orioles pitcher, durability. So earlier we did see a number of numbers. We talked about him pitching 192 and two-thirds innings. He had a 1.54 ERA. These are numbers. They are also statistics about a certain sports player. But they're not just numbers. They testify to something. And what does it mean to testify to something, Carolyn?
Well, if you testify to something, then you say that it is true. You prove that something is real or true. And it proves that he is durable. We see this word durability. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that word for a little bit. Durability means that you can withstand something that is very difficult. You are strong and durable.
Okay, so Carolyn just used this word in kind of a different way. As an adjective, it is durable. D-U-R-A-B-L-E. You saw that word at the beginning because durable is Chen's middle name. But here, durability, it's the noun. So Chen Weiyin has durability. And another way that I might use this word is to talk about something else that can last for a long time. I might say that tree's branches have durability. Many people can play on the branches for a long time and the branches won't break. It has durability.
That's right. So this is a great word to know. And we know that durable is Chen's middle name. And Stephen Ken told us about that phrase earlier. Well, continuing with our last sentence here, not many pitchers can pitch game after game like he does without breaking down. So game after game, he pitches one game and then the next game and then the next game, and he is still able to withstand all of the pressure and the strain that pitching puts on his body.
That's right. That's kind of a fun phrase, something after something. So game after game, one game after another game after another. I could also say a time after time, he does a great job. Carolyn, what does it mean to break down?
Well, if you break down, then you're feeling weak. You can't continue on. And so here in baseball, it's a lot of strain on your body. It's very physically difficult and is very easy for you to break down. Your arm gets very tired if you're pitching balls at 80 miles an hour.
That's right. You might remember learning a phrase from our baseball lesson, a nervous breakdown. And sometimes if you have a lot of pressure, you might have a nervous breakdown. You might break down or become weak. Well, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 debut 这个名词。注意这个字的字尾的 T 是不发音的，念成 debut。debut 是指初次的表演或登场。例如 ,Tonight's performance was this young singer's debut. 今晚的表演是这位年轻歌手的初次登场。或者是 ,This world-renowned model made her debut at a high school fashion show. 这位世界闻名的模特的初次登台是在高中的时装秀的里面。所以我们看的是 durability 这个不可数名词 durability 是指耐用度或者是持久力例如 German cars are characterized by their fine engineering and durability 德国车以优异的工程设计跟耐用度著称它的形容词是 durable D-U-R-A-B-L-E durable 是指耐用的或者是持久的例如 the boots are strong and durable 这双靴子既坚固又耐穿And now it's time to go back to the teachers.
Well, from today's lesson, we know that Chen Weiyin is a durable pitcher. And durable is a good word. You want this word to describe you in some ways. It's good to be durable. Now, how does this word describe you? Carolyn, does it describe you in any way?
Well, I do have a lot going on. I stay very, very busy, and I'm very active in my church. So between work and church, I am a very busy person, and it takes a lot of energy. So I have to be very durable and not wear out too quickly.
All right, that's a very good point. For me, I used to be a runner on a track team or cross-country team, and I never liked doing the fast races, the sprints. I preferred to do the longer ones, and I was more durable in that way. I couldn't run very fast, but I could last for a long time. So I was durable in that way. Well, answer this question for yourself. How are you durable? Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time to continue learning about Chen Weiyin. See you later.
See you.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. They found Tom's very small entrance hidden by bushes. Tom tied his first fishing line there, and they went slowly. They passed the spring where Tom and Becky had expected to die. Then, along another passage, Tom stopped. He held up his candle.
Now look, Huck. Look as far around the corner as you can. Do you see that there on the big rock, done with candle smoke?
Tom, it's a cross.
Remember, Huck? In the haunted house, Injun Joe said, number two, under the cross. This is number two. Now we've got to look under the cross.
They climbed down the drop where Tom had been when he saw Injun Joe. Under the cross, there were marks that showed them where someone had been digging. Tom began to dig there with his knife. Soon the knife struck wood. It was the box. Tom freed it.